This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1659. Believe it or not, this phrase brings connection in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, you will learn one key native phrase that you can have in your back pocket that will bring connection and show that you understand the other person.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, Michelle. How's it going today? How's everything?
Hey, I'm good, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm happy to be here. I'm feeling good today. Yeah, we're in October. I can't believe it. Oh my gosh, the year is flying by, Michelle. Before you know it, it'll be 2022.
I know. You know me. I do a lot of like note journal writing just to like remember what I did on certain days.
Yeah.
So I have two things. I write in like my daily thing, just like what I did, not like deep emotions or anything, just what I did.
Yeah.
And then I also do a weekly one because I saw at the end of the year, someone said, oh, put on a slip of paper every week, like one positive thing from that week.
Yeah.
And then like put it into a jar and then you read it at the end of the year. Now, of course, I didn't deal with the, I didn't do the strips of paper thing, but I just also have it written in an email. And
okay.
A lot of times I forget. And it just feels like yesterday that it was week one. And now we're like,
and now it's week 50 or something. I know, it's so crazy. I mean, the time flies by, Michelle. But what are you doing this weekend, by the way?
Well, Lindsay, believe it or not, I am going skydiving.
What? I do not believe that. That has to be false. Is that false?
Yeah, it was a lie. It was a big fat lie.
I can't imagine you skydiving, Michelle.
No, why not, Lindsay?
And I can't.
No,
can you imagine me skydiving? I mean, what do you? What do
more
you?
More than me.
More than you.
Me.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, if you said it, I'd be like, "Oh, wow!" But I would also kind of be like, "Okay, yeah." Like, would you ever do that?
I don't know if I'd be able to step off the plane because you know how you have to step off yourself,
yeah.
Right? You have yourself strapped in. I just think I would end up back down on the helicopter or the plane or whatever you use, and not. I paid all this money and I would have not done it.
You'd just be sitting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty scary. Well, you know what I did do once? I did indoor skydiving. Have you ever heard of those places where you can do it indoor?
I have heard that that's a thing. I've heard that's common in like the New York area. They have indoor stuff like that. Indoor skiing, indoor skydiving. Yeah.
I don't know. I just did that. It was for my first anniversary. I didn't know what we were doing. And then we were going indoor skydiving and I was like, ah!
Oh, very strategic of Dan, because they say that when you do things that risk your life, you feel like you're risking your life with your partner, you fall more in love with the person you're with your partner.
What
so you must
I
have
say?
Read that somewhere on a blog, I would imagine.
Maybe. But yeah, it was actually really fun, believe it or not.
All right. So you used an expression there, Michelle, and that is the one we're talking about today for our listeners.
Yes. So believe it or not, my niece recently used the expression, believe it or not. And I have these moments where I'm like, I think that's a good one, and I'm going to teach it on the show.
I know.
So I wanted to teach it to you guys.
That's fantastic. I love it. Wait, how old's your niece?
Oh, she's only 7.
Oh my gosh. I love it when I hear like my niece, you know, kids starting to talk like adults. Yeah. They're starting to become fully formed human beings.
I think that's what kind of made my ears perk up. Like, yeah. Oh, you know, so I was like, because is that, I mean, Lindsay, would you say that's like a kid phrase?
I mean, yeah. So my niece is about 7 too, about 7 or 8 now. And mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I would say it's not a kid's phrase, but it's neutral. I think it's just something,
exactly.
It's quite expressive. It indicates right. that you understand that what you're about to say is something that would be hard to believe. So
right.
it's a high level of cognition probably to say it.
Right.
And use it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. This is not like only like, this is not like a childish expression. I would say.
Yeah. No, totally.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this can be used in anywhere. I mean, in the workplace, anywhere. I mean,
yeah.
It's used just, you know, to introduce something that's a little bit surprising or shocking or unique.
Yep.
I mean, would you use this one, Lindsay?
Yeah, totally. I use it a lot. Actually, I like it, especially when I want to make fun of myself.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I could say, believe it or not, I'm cooking dinner tonight, because I never cook dinner. Right? I'm usually not the one cooking in my household. So I'm making fun of myself. I'm saying, it's you wouldn't expect that. So
Right. Yeah, it is kind of fun to use it in that way.
Yeah.
I just think it's a fun expression in general, and yeah. you're acknowledging something is surprising. It doesn't have to be like, believe it or not, like yeah. I'm skydiving, or it doesn't have to be like, believe it or not, I rescued a cat from a burning building. Like, it doesn't need to be like the biggest shock. You can use it just, like even more casually.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a good signal. It's a good, instead of just saying the surprising thing,
yeah.
it's a good signal, like, oh, something kind of fun, something kind of interesting is coming.
Yeah, making fun of yourself, something unexpected is coming. Guys, this is a great way to build a rapport with someone and to share something about yourself or about what you're about to say. So they get more insight into you when you use it, especially to talk about yourself, right?
Right. Exactly. That's true. It's a good way to share. So guys, before we talk about it a little bit more, we want to remind you that we have this awesome All Ears English app, and we have it not only on iOS, but we also have it on Android, right, Lindsay?
Yes, finally, we have it on Android, guys. We know you were asking for a long time. We built it in 2020 for you on Android. So go check it out. You can get real-time transcripts right on your phone. You can create your personal power list of vocabulary words.
Mm-hmm.
You can search all of the episodes. It is super cool. So Michelle, where should they go to download it?
Go to allearsenglish.com/app.
All right. Now, Michelle, I know our listeners love role plays, so we're going to give
right.
them some today.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Here we go. Here's a role play.
Okay. So where's the nearest laundromat?
Oh, believe it or not, there's one right around the corner.
In New York, Michelle, is it common to have laundry machines in your building, or do most people go to the laundromat?
I would say it's a mix. In one building, I had it in the building. But I know a lot of people have to go to the laundromat. So I would say it's a pretty big mix depending on the building.
Okay. Because when I lived in New York, there was definitely no laundry machines in my building. So I was always going to the laundromat. But when I moved to Cambridge, Mass, Boston, every building has a machine, has machines. And I was like, oh, what a luxury. What a luxury.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And yeah, it is a luxury. Laundry is a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it shows you how kind of different the lifestyle is in New York. It's so much more public. It's so much more out on the street, out in the world, right?
Yeah. Dishwashers, too. That's another kind of a luxury
dishwasher,
in New York sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you have a dishwasher?
I never had a dishwasher. And mm-hmm. I didn't care. You know, these are luxuries that we can get away with. It's just, it makes life a little easier. But going
yeah.
back now to not having a dishwasher
yeah.
might be challenging. That's the problem. Once you get these
right.
luxuries, then you don't have them anymore. That's the problem.
Right. That's true. You get used to it.
Yeah.
So I also feel like you could have said the word actually. I could have said actually there's one right around the corner, and that would have been fine too. But believe it or not, it's kind of playful. It's like, oh, like I'm
yeah.
excited to share this with you. you. It's so easy. There's one right here.
Yeah, and it's kind of indicating that you think that I would think it would be hard to find a laundromat in right. your neighborhood, right? That's the point,
right.
guys.
Right, that's
yeah.
true. That's
yeah, yeah,
true.
Yeah. Good. And yeah, I do think we could use this in business, Michelle. Like we said, I think this is so easy. Maybe we have some examples in the business
world.
Maybe
we world.
Do. Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Let's see if we do. So the numbers grew by 50%.
Believe it or not, they did.
Wow. I would want to double check your math on that because that is a significant growth, Michelle.
All right. Or this one could be like if you're networking. All right. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Wow. I always thought marketing was a super hard field to get into.
Believe it or not, there are tons of opportunities. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Could
okay.
you say, believe it or not at the end?
Can you say it at the end? Yeah, I think you can. There are yeah. tons of opportunities, believe it or not. I've done that. Absolutely. What about you?
Yeah, I think it could even go like maybe even in the middle. Like, let's give this next example.
The All Ears English app is the best place to go if you want to listen to the podcast while you see the transcripts and to create your personal power vocabulary list all in one place right on your phone. It's available for Android and iOS. So go right now to allearsenglish.com/app.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, let's see. So, okay. Now, believe it or not, we can still arrive on time if we take the later train.
Really?
According to my calculations, yes.
Okay.
Again, double check those calculations.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Or here's another one. So there may be some instances, believe it or not, where our clients may decide to make changes on the last day.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry.
And I just as a bonus, I like my intonation there. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What are we indicating here? I mean,
you're kind of worried. That's why I said don't worry, right? You're just, oh, boy. It's like, uh-oh, like kind of like that.
Exactly. There's so much we can do, guys, with our tone of voice in English. It's amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll do one more with believe it or not at the end. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. How do you manage without an iPad, Michelle?
I'm used to it, believe it or not.
All right, so what are you indicating here?
It's like I'm saying I can do this. Like you're saying it's unbelievable. Like that's what you can't believe that I maybe you. Well, Lindsay, do you have an iPad or any sort of?
I actually do, but I would fall into the category of understanding it's not needed. It's really not necessary. Yeah. I could live without it. We're just in our oversteeped world of technology, right? We're just dripping
so
in technology
screens.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're basically saying you could have said it's unbelievable. Like you're implying it's unbelievable to you that I can't, that I don't use an iPad. So I'm saying I'm picking up on that feeling that you feel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, believe it or not.
And I think this could sound in some situations a little confrontational, a little challenging the person, right? Because if I said that to you, you might see me as kind of you have too much stuff. You just don't need, it's a life of luxury, right? And then you're finding a way to say that to me. So just be a little careful on how you deliver it, right?
It's so funny how we can come to these conclusions as we're talking about things.
Yeah,
like
we think
I
of
never
it later.
Would have thought that in the beginning or planning this, but you're so right. It could. So it's it's good that we talk this out.
It's interesting. Yeah,
it is. There are some other expressions. So we actually did an episode, All Ears English 1339, make your vocabulary richer with these unexpected English phrases. So this is another good one to listen to. And we did this phrase, but I just want to touch on it.
Okay.
So it was as a matter of fact, right?
Yes.
So that's another good one.
Yeah. We have a quick role play for that one, Michelle. Do we want to do that?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right. Lots of role plays today. I know our listeners
lots
are going to love
plays.
This. Guys, write these down. This is gold. Okay. Do you have 2 seconds to talk right now?
I do. I wrote something funny, guys. I do. I have 5 seconds, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Right. So that's kind of similar to Believe It or Not. Right. It's
right.
The difference is probably negligible, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I love that. I agree. And then one more. What is it, Michelle?
One more. Okay. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. You can fit all this stuff in your room.
You'd be surprised. I have more room than it seems.
Yeah. Okay. So another great way. Mm-hmm. And maybe that one. Yeah. I mean, it means the same thing as Believe It or Not. It's really communicating the same point, right?
Same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, oh, wow. Yeah, that was a very role play heavy episode.
Our listeners love role plays. It's so good, guys. You can really. So now your next step, guys, as our listeners, is to go and take this stuff, use it in your own interactions, right? To connect, you know, show exactly. that you understand the other person, that the other person understands you. That builds connection. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. So, guys, this is a good one. We give you a lot of different ways to use it today. Put it in the beginning, the middle, at the end, and just have fun with it. It's a good one to use.
Yeah, I love it. So, guys, remember to go check out the All Ears English app. It is the one place to go to take your learning further with All Ears English, because you can listen to the podcast in the app. You can see transcripts, which you can't do right now with your podcast player, and you can choose your personal power list. Right, Michelle? What do you think?
I love it. Get it. allearsenglish.com/app. Lindsay, this was fun. Thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.